Christmas is always a big deal in our family. Store-bought tree, tons of aluminum icicle stuff that we had to pick off bit by crinkly bit and put away for next year. A mile of colored lights, thousands of ornaments, plenty of presents, enough for a whole village somewhere in a third world country. Us kids wouldn't sleep much the night before, and before dawn we'd be prowling the tree, shaking packages, going half crazy till the folks finally got up. Oh man, Christmas was something. Like a birthday and Thanksgiving and 4th of July all thrown together in one granddaddy of a day. We'd have a giant dinner later, a turkey the size of a pterodactyl, a table jammed with stuff. We could have fed all of Stanwood and still had leftovers. The old man always started off with something his mother said every year. He'd look over an acre of food, rivers of gravy, mountains of dressing, pies in the distance, presents strewn from here to the back 40, and we'd all get quiet. And then he'd say what we always knew was coming. He'd say, "I wonder what the poor folks are doing today." Sort of took the wind right out of our sails, that's for sure. Gave us pause. And then we'd hoist a shovel and commence to eating. So, while we're all celebrating, I think it's important to think about the rest of the world who aren't as blessed as us on the South End. You know, Smoky Point. Say a prayer for them too and wish for peace on earth. Happy New Year, everybody.